Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. I get a constant busy signal. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. And all the other things. There are thousands, literally tens of thousands of pieces of information on any topic under the small business sun. If you got a problem or an opportunity you're trying to deal with or take advantage of, then we think we might be able to help you with a little of that. So check it out. Having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Crowley. She's got a body of work that she's deposited with us over the years. There, you can find her there as well as on her own website. Catherine, give that to us again, please.
www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
Check it out. Their book. She and Kathy Elster wrote the book, Working for You Isn't Working for Me. Catherine, one of the things you've been doing some work on lately and are going to be working more on in the future is the issue of women competing with women. Now, when you say competing, you're talking about in the marketplace for jobs, for business? What are you talking about?
We actually mean in the workplace.
Wherever it is.
Yeah, well, right now, 49% of the workforce is comprised of women, and 57% of the current college population consists of women. So it's a force to be reckoned with. And this topic actually came to our attention when a very large corporation asked us to come and speak on the topic of mean girls.
Mean girls, yeah.
Yeah, and that is because...
Isn't that redundant? Isn't that redundant? No, I'm just teasing. Just having
no,
a little fun.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, Kathy.
When it's good, women relating to women, it's a very powerful connection, so they tend to become friends rather than to be friendly with each other. So when it's good, it's very, very good. But when it's bad, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. And women tend
so
to...
Do you think women... Do women have...
Overtly,
see, I've talked about this before with other folks. I have this philosophy about the differences between female relationships and male relationships in the uh-huh. workplace, for example.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And see, men... Chivalry... is not about me laying my coat on the puddle so you can step on it and walk across it so much as it is chivalry is a level of respect that men have for each other.
Uh-huh.
And whether we like the guy or not, we still may respect the person.
Yes.
But it's harder to find. That kind of thing is harder to find among women. That's my story. What do you think?
I think that it's harder for women to allow each other to move up through organizations because we have some... And actually, we didn't create this. Pat Heim writes about a thing called the power dead even rule, which mm-hmm. is that women want to feel like they're on an equal playing ground with each other. Now, to your point, while men do chivalry, women sacrifice immense amounts of their time, their effort, their commitment for the workplace. So I don't think they're lacking that capability. It's just they have a hard time letting each other truly move ahead.
Hmm. And why do you think that is?
Well, I just think it's actually built into our DNA, and that's part of what we want to write about in our next book, is that biologically our orientation is to relate and to share and to be in a more collaborative relationship rather than a competitive
right.
relationship.
Right. So is that an uncompetitive behavior? Is that something that you recommend women try to deal with?
Well, what we're recommending actually is that you learn to manage the part of you that wants to be indirectly aggressive towards another woman. So
passive aggressive, which is the same thing. Is that
yes,
passive
exactly.
aggressive? Indirectly aggressive, isn't that the same thing?
Yes. It's the part that wants to take another person down through some kind of indirect action. So, and I believe that women can address that in themselves. You know, they tend to have a very high level of self-awareness, and mm-hmm. we want to just bring this to light because if you can catch it, then the opportunity is actually to celebrate the success of other women, to support the success of other women, and to then help each other move forward.
Mm-hmm.
As men do.
So
do you
think women divide the world up in the girls that I like and the girls that I don't like?
They definitely have those categories in their mind, sure.
Hmm. I have to say, guys don't do that. I mean, we have guys we don't like, but we don't really think about it stratified. We don't stratify it like that, really.
Right. Well, guys, you know, I mean, guys like to fight outrightly. So,
well, but once it's over, we
over.
May, you know, we may move, you know, we move on and there's, you know, I mean, it's a complicated situation, but it is interesting to see. And, you know, where it's really hard, Catherine, is when you're managing those relationships, when
that's
you're the,
right.
the boss, you're the owner or the manager of people like that.
That's right. Well, as you being a male boss of female employees, it can be perplexing because something's going on. I mean, that's part of the thing is that women are sending each other messages and signals all the time that men, frankly, don't really see.
That's a world I don't want to visit.
They're sending each other good messages as well, positive.
Listen,
messages.
I've walked up on those conversations. I have. I've walked up on those conversations and stood there and listened to them and all of a sudden realized that I might be in peril and I left. Catherine, give us that website again.
www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
And you're going to launch that new book on my show, right, when it comes out?
Sure, we'd love to do that.
Thanks, Catherine Crowley. We appreciate you being here. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.